Thanks for accidentally clicking on this podcast. You're going to be treated to some amazing content like this. Can you insert some audio of some really funny bits from the podcast? Wow, let's jump into it with your host, me, Hijina.
Hello. Today's episode, we're taking a little bit of a walk down memory lane to an interview I did in 2018 with the founder of Share the Dignity. Share the Dignity is a charity that I have been a big fan of for a long time. Their mission is to end period poverty in Australia. Now, I'm about to chat to the founder, Rochelle Courtenay, who's done so much and over the last 3 years have achieved so many things. But I want to take us back to that 2018 interview where I spoke to her, and I learned a lot about the reason why she started the charity and I guess just a lot about period poverty in Australia, which is where, you know, young girls, women, people who menstruate cannot afford pads and tampons. They just can't afford to deal with their period because you got to pay a lot for them. And when you don't have a home or you're fleeing domestic violence, the last thing you take with you is any money, any credit cards, clothes. You'll learn a lot in this episode, in this chat, and I wanted to flash back to it because right now, until the 28th of November, the It's in the Bag campaign is running, and that is where you donate a handbag filled with sanitary items, things like shampoos, pads and tampons, toothpaste, toothbrush, deodorant, sunscreen. If you visit sharethedignity.org, all their information for the It's in the Bag campaign and what you need to fill the bag with is up online, and donation points are any Bunnings across Australia, and you have until the 28th of November to drop those bags off. I know a lot of people can't afford to do so. If you can, please just throw a bag together. If you've got a really nice secondhand bag, that's acceptable. Just nothing worn out. You want, you know, this is a gift for someone that doesn't have anything. And so you want them to feel special. So preferably a new bag. I just bought mine from Kmart. They do some really nice ones. You don't have to... No Gucci's. I mean, you can if you want. I mean, that's a bit excessive. And then just fill it with those sanitary items and drop it off at any Bunnings. Anyway, let's go back to October 2018, where I chat with Rochelle.
Welcome to today's episode. In just a minute, I'm going to be joined by the founder of a charity called Share the Dignity, Rochelle Courtenay. Now, I've been following this charity and I love what they do for the last few years. And finally, I thought, well, I speak to a lot of people. I want to get her on and I want to tell you about the amazing work that I do. So basically what it is, a charity here in Australia, and they provide sort of the basic essentials to homeless and poor women in Australia. There's a campaign that's just about to start on the 16th of November through to the 2nd of December. It's called It's in the Bag. And basically, they're asking for donations, a handbag filled with items for women very much down on their luck, very poor, that they would need. For example, tampons, pads, soaps, and some luxury items that they definitely wouldn't be able to afford. Lipstick, some makeup, hand cream, gift vouchers, meal vouchers, a little note, anything in a handbag. And Bunnings stores across Australia, you can drop them off there between the 16th of November and the 2nd of December. You can also buy bags on their website, www.sharethedignity.com.au. Now, when I stopped recording on this, Rochelle told me that Chemist Warehouse are doing packs that you can buy. Now, I don't know the actual major details on that, but she was like, for lazy people, such as myself, you can actually just go online and buy a bag and buy the products. But also, I think it's really important for that personal touch, and it's really important to not be lazy like me, to go and buy a bag, or if you've got a spare bag, be it a backpack or a nice handbag preferably, and go and buy these products. And what you do is you learn just how much it costs for simple things like tampons, a lipstick, some shampoo, some sunscreen, some wipes, a little mirror, toothpaste and toothbrush, everyday items that we take for granted when you don't have any income coming in cost so much money. And I was, anyway, I'm blabbing and I want to get to my interview that I've just had with Rochelle, who I absolutely bloody love. She's taken so much time out of her hectic schedule to fly to Melbourne from Queensland to come and talk to me, and now she's jumping back on a plane. Let's just roll into the interview, and if you feel like donating, I would very much love you for it. You can not only donate right now for – well, it depends when you're listening to this podcast. You can donate money at sharethedignity.com.au. Let's get into the interview. It's very fancy. Sorry, I'm just discussing my first guest. The proper pronunciation of names is very important. I often get called Christine. Right. I got in a cab yesterday and it was, I'd pre-booked it. And the guy was like, oh, sorry, you can't get in. I'm waiting for Christine. I'm like, no, it's me. It's Christian.
Right.
And he goes, oh, and he checks his screen. And it says Christian on the screen.
With a K or a C?
With a C. Anyway, joining me in studio is a very, very important woman. I would say one of the most important women in Australia.
Big call.
Well, you'd agree, though.
Really?
You're doing a lot of great work. It's Rochelle Courtenay, the founder of Share the Dignity, which is, it's a charity.
Yeah, it's a national charity.
That I heard about, first heard about with the Thinker Girls on KISS. Now, was that you? Did you do an interview with them?
Yeah, I did a couple.
Because I was in a cab going somewhere and I heard this thing happening, and it was you were asking for people to fill up a handbag or a backpack with products that were then given to homeless and poor women, and it was, you know, things like mainly tampons and shampoos, and the story was incredible. And I looked you up and I was just blown away, like what you, I was like, this is perfect, this is, you know, exactly, because I've got a big mum audience, I think this is a really big issue. And I've been wanting to talk to you for so long, and the time has finally come because you're doing a big campaign, and I'm going to let you talk in a minute, but thank you so much for coming here. I'm so excited.
I'm more excited.
Now, I want to ask, so for those that don't know, what is Share the Dignity?
Yeah, look, Share the Dignity started 3 years ago when I read an article that talked about how many homeless women there were in Australia. And at that stage, there were 44,000 women who didn't have somewhere safe to call home, but they also didn't have access to the very basic of essentials like pads and tampons. And so they were using socks and wadded up toilet paper. This is happening in our lucky country. And I just find that absolutely horrific that that was happening. So I started collection I had a personal training business, and I used to make all my clients, who were all females, if they had a wine during the week, they had to bring me a packet of pads with tampons.
Right.
So great clients, but I ended up with heaps of packets of pads.
All the
tampons.
Winos.
All the winos. And I actually saw one of my old clients the other day in Kmart, and she said to me, every time I hear you tell that story, I like cringe and think, I must have donated so many packets of pads of tampons. I said, you did, hun. You did, hun. But look
you're
what you
did.
Helping
people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not like we're giving a warm jacket to a woman. It keeps her warm for years. It's a monthly problem. So the 450 packets that I'd collected just didn't last very long. And so it was 3 years ago in May that another domestic violence shelter said, hey, can we have some more? And it really went viral. People wanted to help, and people were, like me, embarrassed that they'd never thought about what women would do without the basic essentials.
Yeah.
And now we're 3 years down the track, we've collected 1.5 million packets of pads and tampons, which is such an extraordinary number.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
For 3 years.
173,000 women turned to homelessness services last year. Oof. Then we help our drought-stricken farming women.
Yeah.
Then we help our remote Indigenous communities. Yeah. And then we help those that are living under the poverty line. There are so many women who can't afford their rent, their electricity, their fuel in their car, their kids' uniforms, let alone sanitary items. So they don't. They use McDonald's napkins. They deal with their period whatever way they can.
Yeah.
And it's not right.
It's
and
really
we
sad.
As Australians need to do better.
Well, it was funny. I wish I remember where I heard this. And it was, you know, because it's not just homeless women that you're helping. And I want to talk about that because I made a post earlier, and the people's comments can be so fucked. It's like, oh my God. Anyway, I want to talk to you about how you handle that.
Yeah.
But this comment was, you know, a mum will do anything for her kids.
Yeah.
So any money comes in, it goes straight into feeding the kids and dealing with the kids, and she won't look after herself. Mm. And I didn't. That doesn't enter your mind.
Mm.
And so you have the kids, you know, getting uniforms or getting them to school or doing things as a single mum who's, you know, poor, and then they'll use a sock or napkins because they just can't afford.
Yeah.
To take certain luxuries that they're giving their kids away, And I just, that was like sort of really heartbreaking. Like,
they won't even eat a meal at nighttime. Yes. Do you know what I mean?
They just want their kids to eat food, and so they don't look after themselves at all. And that's where I was like, phew.
Yeah, it's full on. I mean, I've met a woman who's living in her car on the Gold Coast in Brisbane, and living in her car with her two kids was better than the hell that she'd been through for the last 8 years, being a punching bag for her ex-husband. And so she said to me, $5, which is the price of a packet of pads or tampons, would buy me sausages and a loaf of bread, which would feed my kids for a couple of days on the barbecue.
Yeah.
So which one would you choose?
Yeah.
You would choose to feed your kids and yourself, if possible, when in her words, you can make do. And she was the woman that had found a single tampon on the floor of a surf club and used that tampon for days.
Oh, shit.
You know, where's the health, the risk in that, as well as the anxiety and depression and all of that sort of stuff that comes with it. So, you know, I just think it's so easy for us to be able to make a difference by donating a packet of pads or tampons or a dollar or two. You know, it really does have a direct impact on somebody.
It's funny because one of your collection bins was downstairs at Evelyn Fay.
Okay.
There was one, and I was like, oh my God, because I'd just seen it. I was like, oh, yes. So I was like, I'm going to go and buy some. It was so expensive. I didn't buy much, but I'd spent about $45. And I was like, this is...
Oh, God bless you.
It's like, it's
a necessity.
It was so expensive.
And then we're going to tax them. Now we're going to untax them.
Well, that, do you think the untaxing will help?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it a lot of money coming off them?
Well, you know, if you're buying a $5 packet of pads or tampons, that's 50 cents coming off it.
Yeah,
but if you're a mum with two teenage daughters, do you know what I mean? It adds up. But if you're we've had 1.5 million packets of pads and tampons donated. That's $7 million worth that people have donated for women who can't afford them in the first place. We've paid $700,000 tax on that.
Oh, yeah.
On GST.
Right.
Ironically, that the government's then gone, oh, thanks. Actually, there's another charity out there actually solving one of the problems of Australia. We don't need to do anything with that money. So we're not a government-funded charity. We just work on people are kind, and we've found a way to be able to get women and men to help women in need.
Yeah. So I feel like I should get these details out early. Your next campaign starts on the 16th.
Of November.
And so what do you ask of people?
Yeah, so it's our Christmas appeal. So we're asking you to fill a pre-loved handbag or a new handbag, just something that you would want to receive yourself or you'd give to your best friend. So nothing tatty.
Yeah, it's a gift essentially.
Yeah.
So you don't want it to be falling apart.
We want her to feel loved and special and important. That's the whole point of what we're doing. We're trying to share the dignity.
Yeah.
So fill it with sanitary items, so pads or tampons. You don't have to put both in there. Shampoo, conditioner, deodorant. So a roll-on deodorant is probably best, and soap. And then whatever else you put in your bag is really up to you. So it's dependent on your bag size, your budget, and your imagination. So things like notepad and pen, sunglasses, lip gloss. You know, we've heard women talk about receiving a lipstick and how it made her feel pretty for the first time in 12 years.
Oh, that's so
sweet.
We
all deserve to feel pretty, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, so it's really important. One lady, Jane, who was in... found herself in a domestic violence refuge in Canberra, received a bag and was really stoked at all of the incidentals. Talked to me about the smell of the Pantene, like you and I would talk about the smell of a beautiful candle or Ferrero Rochers or something indulgent. It was gobsmacking. But she also got a $20 Rockman's voucher in her bag. She waited till her kids went back to school, went into Rockman's at the end of January, bought a black dress that was on special. She felt amazing. She knew it had come from somebody, a guardian angel, and she got that dress, went for a job interview, got the job interview, and 6 weeks later was able to move out of that domestic violence refuge because somebody had given her a hand that was never going to meet her. So it's really important that they are hugs from one person to another.
Well, it sounds like it was just a small little lifeline and enough motivation in there and enough, like, someone does care, you know. Just the lipstick. And so I posted something the other day about, you know, what to do, you know, how to contribute. And, oh my God, like, I was just like, the comment section is so full on. It's a lot of critical people about what you do. And it was someone said, why would you give a homeless woman lipstick? Why wouldn't you just make just tampons, 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 tampons? And the beauty was I then go in and read the other replies. And some of them are like, yeah, I agree. And some are like, well, no, I was once a homeless woman. And that one tube of lipstick I found that was on the ground was the greatest thing ever. And it just made me, I didn't look so disheveled. I felt really great. And it was sort
about
of
how they feel,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
About how they feel. And I feel sorry for the people who are commenting like that. I don't try to go back and read them because I feel like we have so many warriors out there who will answer and stick up for what we're doing anyway.
It's that preconceived idea of what homeless is. Like we just see it as a person sleeping on the street, but it's not. It's they're in their car, they've got their kids, they're in a domestic violence situation, they're at a shelter. It's not just people who are outside.
That's right. Well, and people think that women who've been affected by family violence have wearing a terry toweling dress and living in the caravan park.
Yeah.
It's not. They look like me and you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And they're just doing the best they can. And I recently met a woman here in Melbourne who had fled domestic violence, was pregnant and spending Christmas in a domestic violence refuge. She had been in such an abusive relationship with this man for so long, since she was 14. She talked about this gift on Christmas Day as the only gift she'd had since she was 14 years old. And she holds that handbag, and sometimes it's just not the content, it's the meaning of somebody giving somebody something else. Mm. I met her, there was just bawling. It was just all very ugly, crying.
It's so common. I was so shocked when you know, I get messages from people who follow me when I brought it up and violence. I did a little thing on it, but everyone was like, oh, yeah, you know, here's my story. Mm. Like, just so you're aware, I'm like, oh, my God, he tried to douse them in petrol and set them on fire because she wanted to leave.
Yeah.
And it's so full on.
It is full on.
And so
sad.
And
then they're so frightened, you know. Like, we've given out 250,000 It's in the Bag gifts over the last 3 years,
yes.
You know, which has touched so many people. But we can't find very many people who can share their story because they're so damn frightened
absolutely.
Of him finding them. Even though they've changed their names, they've left the state,
yes.
he's in jail,
yes.
they're so frightened. Imagine living with that trauma.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, then we have mental health issues where we just are not addressing that as a society. So, you know, mental health as children leads to so much more, and homelessness and alcohol addiction and drug addiction. And yet we're just sitting there, people sitting in their ivory tower going, oh, well, they choose that. Come on.
Yeah.
Do you really think so?
It's funny how I was talking about this with a friend yesterday, the sort of, the progressive view and the conservative view is, well, they've chosen that life, and the progressive is, well, no, it's an issue we need to address and fix somehow, like the mental issue,
there's
just nothing seems to be happening. And then when you have people like Eurydice Dixon getting, you know, murdered in a park here in Melbourne, and it sort of goes down that whole all men are bad, and then you have this discussion again, and it's like, well. It's so extremes, and it's a huge, complicated problem. And this is why I love what you're doing, is because you're like not dealing with the, you know, bureaucratic side. It's just like, these women need to be clean. Let's give them some makeup, some soap and some tampons. Let's just start from the bottom. And it's really helping. It's actually helping them right now versus the whole trying to fix the mental health system.
We can't fix everything, right?
Yeah.
We really wish we could.
Yeah.
We can't. We just need to do. We can all just do one thing, every now and again, to make somebody else's life a better. Then we're all doing a good job, right?
And this, I love Share the Dignity so much. I just think it's so great. And so, when people fill a bag, what do they then do with it? Where do they?
Yeah. So between the 16th of November and the 2nd of December, drop your bag and grab a snag at Bunnings.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So
Bunnings.
All Bunnings stores will be a collection point.
Whoa.
So it makes it super easy for those places that don't have a Bunnings, so very remote. Just check the website because all collection points are on there. We do have some options.
It's a big task that you're undertaking to collect all these too.
It is.
Yeah.
We're really lucky. We have National Storage who help us all over Australia be able to make this come to fruition. We've Cope Transport who help get our donations out to our drought-stricken farming communities who they don't get presents either. They
yeah,
presents
you're right.
You
don't think about that, do you?
Nah,
you just think about people living homeless in the city.
No.
Yeah.
And our remote Indigenous communities.
Yeah.
Do you know, that we have a picture that we always put on our Facebook page of these two Aboriginal women who have the biggest smiles on their face, no shoes, and this handbag. They've never owned a handbag. They've never owned all of those things that are in that handbag.
Yeah.
They feel so special.
Yeah.
Share the Dignity is about making somebody else feel better through just the basic of dignities. Shampoo, conditioner,
this
pads and tampons.
Might not be a question for you, but if you are...
I get to phone a friend?
If you want. How do women... I feel like a lot of women how do you find these women?
Yeah, so we work with... That's a great question.
Yeah.
Right? It is... we work with about 3,500 charities around Australia. So everyone from the Red Cross right through to Night Ninjas who would walk the streets and give out bags. So we work with all of those charities. None of it happens, though, without what we call our shiros. So they're our volunteers. There we have like 3,000 of them around Australia.
Yep.
They're the superheroes. They're the people that we just salute because without it, without them, none of this would happen.
What do they do?
So they, when we have our collections of in our dignitary drives in April and August, they're the people who go in and like angels and put the collection box up,
right.
come along and pick them back up again, get them to the charities, make sure that every charity has what they need to be able to help the women. When it comes to It's in the Bag, it's a massive logistic thing. We need more volunteers. We always need more volunteers because every single bag is checked. So we check it to make sure that it has those, what we call the basic essentials in it. But there's no half-used lipsticks or anything like that. And that the bag is of a standard that we would give to any best friend.
Yeah.
And then we have to make sure that they also get out to all of the charities around Australia. So you should see our cars. They're packed to the rafters.
Yeah.
Full. But we also get them to the police stations to make sure that over that Christmas period that any woman who's getting picked up by the police and taken to normally a hotel have got the very basic of essentials.
That's incredible. How, if you want volunteers, how do people?
Yeah, just head to our website. We could never have enough volunteers and enough sheroes and heroes to be able to make this magic happen at Christmas.
What's the website?
www.sharethedignity.com.au.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Right. I also want to mention, so I'm doing a couple of live shows, so my first live shows. And what I'm very excited about is, now, have I told you this? Well, you said, well, here's
the... Can you just do it for me?
We haven't confirmed anything, but I would love to be able to have people, because my dates are in the 23rd and 24th of November, right in the collection period, for people, if they are coming to my show, bring a bag, because we'll have some wonderful shiros there who will collect them for you.
Yeah.
But
we're going to take them straight. We'll let you know which domestic violence refuge that they will go to before that even show, so that the ladies will know where the bags are going.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
But then if not, Bunnings.
Bunnings. They can drop in Bunnings if they don't make it there. But we're all very excited about seeing you around the world, around Australia at your shows.
Yeah. I'm slightly terrified. But
hope
at least...
Funny.
Well, if it's not, I'm going to stop. Well, some people brought some bags. Great. I feel good about myself. I did want to ask, so do you just do Christmas campaigns? You mentioned something about April.
No, so in April and August, we do the dignity drives where you donate the pads and tampons.
Okay, that's where I saw those.
So April and August, we do that. Then we do the it's in the bag at Christmas time. And then a few years ago, I designed a world first, a dignity vending machine. So it's a vending machine that we... install into poverty-stricken schools. No girl should ever have to miss school because she can't afford the basic of necessities.
Yes.
Into the domestic violence shelters and the homelessness hubs. So it dispenses a free period pack, which means that no woman has to just go and ask anyone for it.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So they cost us $10,000 each. So when we do our big events, so we've got a big Christmas cocktail party on all over Australia on the 17th of November. When we do that, the funds that we raise from that helps us to be able to fund those machines and stock them.
Do you, so say, because a lot of people will listen to this podcast throughout the year.
Yeah.
Do you accept donations? Because that...
Monetary donations?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's how we, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, next week we have to buy 40,000 packets of tampons because we're so short.
Whoa.
There's been such a huge increase in the need around Australia.
Yeah.
That we actually are very short in tampons and we're not actually going to get through to April. So we need $40,000. So... That's donating is how we can buy.
I mean, it's exciting because I think every year people are finding out more and more about you, so there'll be more of a need, and people will be like, well, let's ask them, you know, and so I feel like you like next year will be even bigger. And do you have a plan, or are you just trying to keep this all going every year? Your Christmas drives and your April drives.
We just need to do what we do really well.
Yeah.
So
you need volunteers and donations,
yeah,
basically.
And getting out the voice. Like, I don't believe that there is a woman in Australia who wouldn't be empathetic to people having to use socks and wadded up toilet paper to deal with their period. Yeah. And so talking to you, using your voice, using other people's voices, that's the most important thing anyone can do, is to share the story. Because then when you share the story, you share the dignity, and more people know, then they donate. Then our increase in need may just well be counterbalanced by the fact that more people know and they'll donate.
Yeah, I think it's great. I want to, I've got a few very personal questions for you.
Yeah.
What's your background? Like, where, because you said you're a personal trainer.
I was.
So where did you grow up?
So I grew up in the same place I live. So I live in Sandgate, 4017. It's going to be etched on my tombstone.
Yes. Queensland?
And yeah, I just grew up in the same area as I still live in. I absolutely love it. I've got two beautiful girls who are 21 and 19, and I just couldn't imagine them reading about this article if no one had done anything about it in 5 years and going, oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So yeah, so I had a photography business and my personal training business, but now I literally am
You've got
never
no time
really
for
home.
That. Yeah.
So and my clients can drink as much wine as they like now.
Well, you said to me earlier, I don't know if you want to repeat it. I love it. That you, I was like, oh, do you want me to get you some water? And you said,
I only drink Diet Coke and wine. Thank you.
How do you function?
On Diet Coke and
wine. I love that so much. But then I feel like a lot of mums I know only drink Diet Coke and wine.
Oh, yeah. I don't drink coffee. I don't smoke. I don't gamble. It's my fuel.
Just give me the one thing, all the wine.
I just want my Diet Coke.
Before we finish, is there anything that I like that I might not know about that you wanted to share, or you feel like we've covered everything?
No, I think we've covered everything. I think it's organically come out in conversation.
Yeah. Great.
Just jump on board and help.
Yeah, I can't. I've got, like, I mean, I'd love to say I don't have handbags here. I've got one hand. Here's the thing. Now, this is inappropriate, and I know you're going to say no, but you might like this handbag I've got. I got it from a place called the Inappropriate Gift Co., and it's a handbag. This is okay, you're probably edit this out. It's the handbag with the goon in it, and it's perfect for you.
Thanks.
And it's got a little flask, and you open the latch, and you give that out.
Rob's won't give that out.
Rob's not going to give that out.
I'd be keeping that. I wouldn't be giving that away.
Where's the best... If I wanted to buy some bags, Kmart? Or is that a bit too cheapskatey?
No, you can go to Kmart.
Yeah.
We don't want them falling apart from them. We at Share the Dignity, actually, last year we had collected about 100,000, in our second year, we collected about 100,000 handbags.
Yep.
And I actually rang one of Australia's biggest handbag suppliers and said, hey, look, can you give everybody a discount? They've just been so generous. Yeah. In giving bags, how about you give them all a discount? And they just were not interested. So Share the Dignity now makes our own range of bags called Handbags with Heart.
Oh, wow.
So you can buy a handbag with heart. Every bag that we have about six, we have six different bags. They all have a story. So there's one about Wendy with the lady with the two kids.
Yeah.
They're all named after somebody a bag has changed their life.
And you can buy those online?
You can buy them online, yeah. They range from $49 to, we've got a leather range at $300. But every single ounce of that money goes back to helping us do what we do.
Oh, that's where I'll buy the bags from, I reckon.
There you go.
And then another question. Have you ever had a bag and gone, oh my God, like a Chanel bag come through?
I wouldn't. You know what? I'm not a bag snob that
you wouldn't know.
Wouldn't even know whether it was a real
Queensland,
one or not.
Let's be fair.
We don't even have bags. Yeah, I know. I wear thongs most of the time and activewear. I'm dress up day today.
You're looking very sharp, very fine. Well, I'll get a photo
and
pop that on Instagram. Thank you so much for you've flown in from Queensland and Melbourne to do this. You're very passionate, and I love that you're just flying in. You flew in a couple of hours ago.
Yeah.
And now you're flying back in an hour or two.
Your voice is so powerful and people will donate.
Yeah,
it's worth it.
I really hope so. Sharethedignity.com.au.
That's it.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go buy some bags. I'm going to go buy some. See, for men, this is, I'm not too sure what to buy. So I'll just buy a bunch of stuff and put it in.
Put it in.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're surrounded by female friends. Right.
Oh,
sisters,
mum will tell me.
Mums,
mum will tell me.
That's right. And it's such a nice thing for people to do together. You know, like we see posts to our page all the time about mothers and daughters and mothers and sons and friends and workplaces all building a bag throughout the year. Yeah. It's like a really cool thing to bring people together.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I love it. Mm. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right. I've just said goodbye to the wonderful Rochelle. She's left the studio. She's now jumping on a plane and flying from Melbourne to Queensland. What a wonderful, selfless human being. Oh, she's so great. And Share the Dignity is just such a great charity. I want to ask if you are going to donate a bag. What was I going to say? I just totally forgot. No, here's an idea that I'd love to see you do. If you've got Instagram, do a flat lay of the bag and what you're going to put in it. And just write a little something about what you're doing. It's not to brag. It's just to inform people of that. When I find out that you could buy some products, put it in a bag and donate it, I wanted to do that. I was like, because you can just physically, like, you know, it's donating money is great, but there was something so rewarding about knowing that what you buy is going to actually go to someone who needs this. And you can put a little note in there. You can put some vouchers. Do a flat lay, post it on Instagram, tag Share the Dignity. Let me know that you're in it. You can just do a little, just a subtle tag. You don't have to post about me anywhere, but just let me know. Shoot me a message about it. And then you use the hashtag it's in the bag. And then hopefully your post will convince other people to do so. And if you are going to donate, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Also, anyone that's coming to my show, the opportunity to drop your bags off will be there as well. Thank you so much. Sorry, I had to finish with something inappropriate. Oh, guys, come on. That's another burp. Okay, we're finished burping now. Thanks for getting to the end of Complete Drivel. Now, here's a special riddle just for you. If there were 4 people on a boat travelling east and 9 people on a boat travelling west, and the sky had a frosty blue colour to it, how many penguins are in the Antarctic? Find out the answer on the next episode.